This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1091. Sorry for the hassle. How to apologize at work in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
What can you say when you ask a colleague to complete a task for you, but then when they complete it, you realize that you didn't need that work? Find out the exact phrases to save the connection in this sticky situation.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Good, Michelle. How are you? How are you feeling? How's the voice?
I don't know. You tell me. I'm okay. I'm happy to be here, though.
All right. It's good to be here with you, Michelle. Like I said, recording is my favorite time of the week.
Yeah,
me too.
It is
so great. It's so fun.
Me too. Yeah, I love it too. Yeah, we're so lucky that we get to do this.
So lucky. Absolutely. What are we getting into today?
All right. So, Lindsay, have you ever asked someone at work or, you know, in your conversations with, you know, even emails or anything like that for something, and then it turns out you didn't need it after all?
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, I usually feel a tinge of guilt there because the person might go out of their way to get that thing for me and then I don't end up using it. Yeah.
Oh, I know. It's so awkward, right? So our listener was actually in this situation.
Ooh, okay. Tell me more.
Well, we'll read her question in a second. But yeah, it can be an awkward feeling because, yeah, someone may have done something that they didn't need to do. Like, I feel like this happens to me with technology in the classroom sometimes. Like, something may not be working and I work on it for, like, I'm like trying to turn on the computer for so long. I'm trying to fix it and I'm pressing all the buttons and it's not working. And then I call the tech people and they come over and they press one button and it's fixed.
Oh, I hate that
feeling. It's so embarrassing. And it's like an obvious mistake. Yeah. I hate when that happens.
Oh, I feel like we've all been there. We've been there.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about some things we can say in these situations. But first, what do we want to do, Lindsay?
Yeah, we're going to get to a good listener question in just a minute, but I want to yell out our reviewers for the app. So these are our listeners who are listening inside the All Ears English app. Guys, remember, we have an app, and in that app, you can search for episodes. You can search for things like grammar, vocabulary. You can also watch videos that we post in there every week. Okay, so thank you, too. Wow, lots of reviews, actually, in the last few days. This is great. It's really picking up here, guys. You don't want to miss it. Thank you to Ahmed Lolo from Egypt. Thank you to Messas from Brazil. Thank you to Nelfino from Saudi Arabia. Luna y Isol en la Playa from Spain. Tata Daliz from Korea. Ali983 Alathba from US. Sophia from the United States. Maki from Japan. And Fetazu from Taiwan. Guys, go over and get the app right away. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. There's going to be some really cool things coming to that app feature-wise this year. So go and grab it.
Nice. Okay. So thank you so much, everybody. We really appreciate it. And so we're going to get into our listener question for today. So, this listener asked a really good question. So it's from Soyoung, and Soyoung also asked about heads up, which we recently did. Yeah, that was a good one.
Thank you for your awesome questions.
Thank you so much. So what's the second thing that Soyoung asked, Lindsay?
The question is about hassles, this word hassle or hassles. So I'll read the question. Sorry for the hassle. This is the question, right, Michelle, right here or no?
Yeah. Sorry. Okay.
Okay. Sorry for the hassles. When something bothersome happened, for example, I requested something to my colleagues, but when I ended up not needing it, I used this phrase. Are there other expressions I can use? Like bugging bother. That must be a British phrase. I don't know what that is. Something casual, some casual expressions that will be fun. So good question from this person is in San Francisco.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like this question. So it sounds to me, I'm not 100% sure, but that, you know, yeah, not needing, you ask for something and then you end up not needing it, right?
Yeah. Or just when you, I suppose when they do something for you and you've bothered them and it ends up being unnecessary.
Right. Yeah. So I like this question. And I like that Soyoung gives us some specific examples from real life in the workplace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is so good. All right. So let's keep going, Michelle. So what's next?
Okay. So we're going to talk about this in Soyoung's context of asking colleagues for something that wasn't necessarily needed, right? So maybe they already did something for you and it wasn't necessary. Mm-hmm. You know, it's important to handle this situation with care, right? So you don't get people too upset.
Yeah, exactly. So what could we say? One thing that we could say here is sorry for the hassle. Right. Sorry for the hassle.
Right. So this is the one that Soyoung was asking about. So sorry for the hassle, right? What do you think, Lindsay?
So yes, it can be used. It's a little formal. I mean, I like it. I think it's good. It shows the person went out of their way and you are sorry for the mistake. You know, you're sorry that you caused that. I mean, sometimes these things can't be foreseen, right? Yeah. You don't know that you're not going to need the information that they get for you.
Right.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Yeah, so let's try it out. So, all right, so here's the report you asked for.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you know what? Oh, I already printed this yesterday. Sorry for the hassle, but thank you so much.
Okay. How does that sound to you?
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds good. I like it. I think that we could do another episode, Michelle, another day on the word hassle, you know, kind of as a noun, just in other contexts. Oh, it's such a hassle, right?
Right.
Oh, it's
such Yeah, just like an inconvenience, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's a good idea. So, well, which brings us to the next phrase, which is what, Lindsay?
So natural, Michelle. So natural. I'm sorry for the inconvenience. So that is more formal to me than hassle. In my mind.
But I think it's, to me, it seems more common, like maybe more formal, but maybe more common. I don't know.
Let's do an example. So, oh, I can't get the computer to turn on. I've tried everything. It's driving me crazy.
Here you go. You just had to press the button on. Sorry. Here you go. You just had to press on the on button a little harder.
Oh, boy. All right. I'm sorry for the inconvenience. Thank you.
Okay. That's the situation I'm always in.
It's happened to me, too. It's terrible. So another one would be sorry for your trouble.
Right. I think this one sounds pretty natural.
So, all right. I have that PowerPoint ready for you.
Thank you. Oh, wait. Oh, my goodness. This is the data that Rachel already gave me. Ugh. I'm sorry for your trouble. I appreciate it anyway.
Oh, that would be frustrating for the person who spent time digging up data.
Yeah, really? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and then, a lot of inefficiencies. Okay, yes.
A lot of what?
Inefficiencies,
oh,
right?
Oh yeah, really? I know. Sounds like this part. Yeah, like we're getting ourselves into a lot of trouble with these ones, but it's okay.
We know how to apologize.
Exactly. And then the last one is my mistake. Sorry about that. Thanks anyway. Or just my mistake. Sorry about that.
And so I could say, I picked up that folder you needed.
Oh, you know what? Oh, I found one in my desk. My mistake. Sorry about that. Thanks anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So this situation is good because it could be frustrating. This is important. You know, it could be frustrating for your colleague if they do something for you and all of a sudden that work is redundant. It wasn't needed. So you need to be able to say something, guys, to make that connection. Keep that connection there. Yeah.
Right. You have to kind of like accept that, like explain that it was a mistake and also like thank them for what they did, you know? Mm-hmm. Like even though it was a mistake, like They still need acknowledgement for that they put the work in, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then the other piece is, so this is good. So what about bug or bother? So now I understand what she said at the beginning. Yeah. She said, to bug someone, to bother someone. What about that, Michelle?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of like, these are more about annoying the person, maybe. Mm-hmm, like if you're asking for a favor, you could say sorry to bug you or sorry to bother you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think those phrases are for a slightly different context.
Yeah,
those are not exactly for this exact situation. This is a very specific situation where someone has done something for you, like retrieve some files or information and you didn't need it.
Right. Like, I feel like it's a little bit uncomfortable to use those phrases after the fact. Like, I think they would be good for like before you say sorry to bug you, but could you do this, right?
Yeah, they're a little too, if you say that after this situation, like, I'm sorry to bug you, sorry to bother you, it's a little self-deprecating, you know what I mean? Like, it's a little bit too humble, a little too humble almost, if that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah, but it's better, I agree, to initiate a conversation. Oh, I'm sorry to bug you or sorry to bother you, but can I ask you a question?
Right. Exactly. And you know, these can also be the other phrases that we use today can be used in a similar, you know, way, like sorry for the hassle, could you do this? But I don't know, and in some ways I think that they're more better for afterwards.
Yeah I agree.
Yeah,
these are good.
So Lindsay, what do we want to leave our listeners with today?
Yeah, like I said before, guys, this is a key moment where you could lose the connection or you could build it, make it stronger with your colleagues. And you want to get along with your colleagues. I mean, I personally haven't spent a lot of time working in the corporate world, but I know how important it is to have good relationships at work. I mean, that's huge. Like, we enjoy working together on this podcast, and that's because we try to communicate well.
Right.
We try to, apologize if something hasn't gone right. So make sure you have these phrases in your back pocket, guys. You know, step up. If you're working in English, you want to be able to take that extra step and say these things to your colleagues.
Right. Definitely. Don't be too proud to admit a mistake.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I feel like that's like the life lesson of the year, right? Or of life.
That's
probably
for sure.
One of the things that people would tell you at the end of their life. Don't have too much pride.
Right. Yeah. You got to be humble. You got to say, oh, geez, I'm sorry about that. Right.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So true. It's so true. It goes so much further beyond just this scenario.
Yeah. Because if you're in this scenario and you don't say anything and it's kind of like, you're really going to get people upset.
Oh, for sure. Because time is valuable. Time is so scarce these days, it feels like. We're all so busy. Somehow we all just got so busy. I think it's because of everything being online and the speed of communication that people don't have a lot of extra time to do things, to help out. But yeah, so guys, be humble, apologize, and do it in English.
That's right. All right. Well, this has been a good episode. Thank you for that question and have a good day.
All right, Michelle, take care. Take care. Talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.